You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and coming through Canada, and I want to say Ontario, because coming through Canada shortly on an extensive tour, Celtic Women are, the group Celtic Women is celebrating 20 years on the road, and they're going to cross in from the US on the 6th of April, starting out in Winnipeg, then Regina, Saskatoon, Calgary, Enoch, Alberta, Thunder Bay, North Bay, Kitchener, Windsor, Pickering, Gloucester, Ontario, which is outskirts of Ottawa, Hamilton, then heading back down to the US before coming back into Montreal, and then Moncton, Halifax, St. John's, Newfoundland, and then I take it back to Ireland, exhausted. And Catriona Sherlock is here with me from Celtic Woman. Tá fáilte rud, Catriona.
Austin, when you say all those dates there, it feels a little bit overwhelming, but it's an exciting time for us here at Celtic Woman. We're thrilled to be coming to Canada.
And I left dates out because they were when you head back down. So how long, this tour, how long has it been? And now from end to end, what are you looking at?
Well, today is April Fool's Day, and we flew out on the 1st of March. So it's just a little over 4 weeks since we flew out, but we're into our third or fourth week on the stage, which is fantastic. And the show is up and running, and it's like second nature to us at this point. But with each show comes something new and something different with the audiences that come in. But it's going good. We're on a new era tour.
Yeah. And you're the newbie in the group.
Yeah, I am. And it's funny to think that I'm not fully the newbie anymore, because I joined as the newest vocalist at Christmas time for the symphony tour, which was very exciting. But we also now have a new violinist, Kate Heenahan from Mayo. She is fantastic. So we're the two newbies, and we're kind of joined at the hip on that, you know, getting each other hyped up for each show, and we're thrilled to have Maria and Murrin guiding us. Their knowledge and expertise is not lost on us.
In a tour like this, Celtic Woman is very much synonymous, particularly in North America, with Irish identity. You're bringing Ireland with you. How are you finding being such a representative of Ireland?
Well, Austin, it truly is an honour, and I don't say that lightly. I think people in Ireland, they love their history, they love their culture, and they love to share that. You can see that with the traditions that we have. You know, I grew up in the Shanos tradition, passing down songs now to my own students. So legacy and lineage and folklore and passing the torch of our culture on to people is something we absolutely love, and it's kind of at the heart of us. So with Celtic Woman, obviously we have such a following all around the world, and North America and Canada, and everyone here has been so receptive to our music and to our culture over the years. Like, we're talking, Celtic Woman has been going for over two decades, which is just unbelievable. And that's down to a lot of the diaspora from Ireland living over here, but also people welcoming Irish music and song and culture into their hearts. There's a connection there that resonates with people, and they just love coming out and hearing the songs and hearing the music. And yeah, it's a fun time for all the family.
Last time I saw Celtic Woman live, and don't ask me what year, but it was in Scottsdale, Arizona. I was there. I was there in my day job, and the group was playing in Scottsdale. I remember going, and Chloe was still with the group at that stage. And so that is going back a piece. The other thing is, while you're in the Shanos tradition, very recently, and I noticed from your playlist or your list of what you perform, there are a number of songs in there that were synonymous to some degree with Dolores Keane, and Dolores recently passed. Iconic voice, known the world over as soon as she opened her mouth. You were on the road when Dolores passed. It must have been somewhat emotional.
It was heartbreaking. And I'll tell you where exactly we were when we found out that news. We had just performed on the Today Show, which was an incredible, incredible moment for us in Celtic Woman. And actually, Jessie Buckley had just won, and she was being talked about on the show as well. So it was a huge day for the women of Ireland. And afterwards, we went for breakfast and we were chatting, and it was actually Kate Heenahan who turned to me and said, "I've just got news that Dolores Keane has passed." And it took the air out of me, because I admire Dolores Keane like many people in Ireland. Growing up as a singer, her voice, it was just the heartbeat of Ireland. And we have performed Caledonia many times on the road. And it makes me so emotional to think of that. We didn't even know what to say in that moment. And again, we talk about legacy, and there's no legacy quite like Dolores Keane. And she'll be truly, truly missed. She gave so much to the voice of women in Ireland, you know. And hopefully, you know, with us singing the likes of Caledonia, and I love her version of the island and the May Morning Dew and so many things that's synonymous with her. Hopefully we can carry on her voice in that way as well.
So then, while you heard at breakfast, it must have been also emotional then to go on stage and when it came to performing those numbers.
Yeah, and actually, this is another thing. We had sound check. No, it was the next day actually when we were in sound check. Myself and Kate and Tom, who's our pianist, we actually just played through Caledonia and had a little sing and a little play just for ourselves, because there's ways of honouring and ways of dealing with grief and such loss, especially when you're away from Ireland. You see how much it impacts the world around. And yeah, it was a powerful moment, but I think we sang and played a little bit extra that night for Dolores.
So again, to go back and give a run through of where you can be found, and if anyone is looking for tickets, the best place to go is CelticWoman.com, and you'll find it a tab up at the top that'll give you the tour. And as you head into Winnipeg on 6th of April, Regina the 7th, then you're into Saskatoon on the 8th, and then Calgary on the 9th. And Enoch, Alberta on the 10th. And you're given 2 days to get to Thunder Bay because you're there
Yeah.
on the 13th. And then you get a night off and you're in North Bay on the 15th, then to Kitchener on the 16th, Windsor on the 17th, Pickering 18th, here in Ottawa and Gloucester on the 19th, and then back to Hamilton on the 20th. And then you head back down to the US before hitting Montreal on the 27th. New Brunswick on the 29th, Halifax on the 30th, and wrapping it up at the Mary Brown Centre in St. John's, Newfoundland on the 2nd of May. And as I say, you can get tickets for all of those or any of those at CelticWoman.com. Katrina, it's been fantastic chatting with you. I'm looking forward
Oh.
to sitting in the audience and listening to you guys when you get to Ottawa. And
Yeah,
you
absolutely
certainly have
looking
an
forward to it.
action-packed schedule.
Yeah, brilliant. And again, just want to thank everyone who's supported us over the years. And as I say, I would love to see us on the road with this a new era tour. We've lots of things in store, some old, of course, and some new that you might not expect. So we like to keep people guessing, and we've a world-class band and dancers with us. So really looking forward to it. And Austin, I know you're going to love it. I have a feeling now you're going to love this one.
And we'll wrap up and we will share Caledonia from
Ah,
your
lovely.
album. And I should have mentioned, because you're sharing the program today with Caitlin Cummins, who also I'm given that one of your members is a former Rose
Yes.
representing Mayo. We've got the Rose, we've Celtic Woman and Roses on all sides of us today.
Ah, lovely, gorgeous. Thanks very much, Austin. It's been a pleasure.
Gur mila mila maith agat.
Slán go fóill.